This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One briefcase, one moment could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, One Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, open lines, 248-539-9797. Brad Holmes speaks today at 4 o'clock. What do you want to hear from him? A little more follow-up here on the breaking news in the NFL, which could have an impact on us, and that's how we kind of topic everything, is how does this impact us here in Detroit? Mike McDaniel fired as the head coach of the Miami Dolphins. Mike McDaniel is considered a creative, innovative offensive mind, does really innovative stuff with motions and in the run game, and yet, you know, as a head coach, not the same results there. Not, I guess, the results that Stephen Ross, the owner down there, wanted. So he's fired. There's some more insight into the firing. But our question, of course, is does he make sense here in Detroit? So we got kind of got two things going here Lions wise. We will take your Piston calls. They're obviously top of mind. Another win last night as they rolled out. Well, I'm a lineup without Cade Cunningham, without Jalen Duren, and didn't matter without Tobias Harris, and still run away and hide from the Bulls when it was all said and done. So we'll take those calls as well. But what do you want to hear from Brad Holmes today? What makes you say, that's what I'm talking about, Brad? But this is on Mike McDaniel from Jeff Darlington, who is a ESPN reporter who covers that team. So they met on Tuesday, McDaniel and Stephen Ross. And McDaniel reports that after that meeting, Ross was very conflicted. Here's what he reports. He really likes Mike, loves his intelligence and offensive mind, but Tuesday's meeting resulted in some hard thoughts. Ross didn't feel like the results were there, and despite the end-of-year production, Ross simply wasn't comfortable moving forward with the status quo. Now, for the elephant in the room, I'm told the Dolphins have not yet been in touch with John Harbaugh or anybody in his camp, and people close to the decision are adamant this decision to move away from McDaniel is independent of Harbaugh's availability. I'm told the Dolphins will conduct a head coaching search after a GM is in place, which should be in the next few days. Yes, it obviously could lead to discussions with Harbaugh. And yes, one of the GM candidates, Chad Alexander, is very close to Harbaugh. But people close to the situation tell me the decision to fire Mike would have been made either way. So it's not a straight line between John Harbaugh's availability and McDaniel losing his job.
At least they're saying that.
Yep. Expect John Harbaugh to be named the head coach of the Dolphins in 3-2.
Right?
No, I'm not that cynical, but
I'm curious to see if how teams handle their situations. There are, I think, 3 or 4 GM jobs that are open. Are they going to hire GMs before they hire coaches? Or are they going to go with the Lions method, and that is just, you know, find two that they think would work well together and hire the coach before the GM?
This is, if you don't want this coach, we don't want you as our GM kind of deal. But let's go to Kevin in St. Clair. You're on 97.1. Hi, Kevin.
Hey to you all.
Hello, Kevin.
Hi, guys. Good to talk to you again. Happy New Year.
You too.
Thank you. Same to you.
I know Brad will never say it, and this might get you guys go crazy, but I'd love to see him say he's going to hire a game management coach. And Dan Campbell's a good football coach. He is not a good game management coach. Both things can be true.
So yesterday this topic came up, and last night I Google searched whether or not the Lions have a specific game management coach. And I got to double check this and make sure.
I don't think they do.
Well, according to Google, they do. But let me just double check on the coaching staff, because I was really surprised.
Here's my thing. I'll try to be brief, but, you know, when he made mistakes when he first got here, when they weren't very good, it was he's a new coach, he's learning his way, you know, blah, blah, blah. Okay. And this isn't about just necessarily all going for it on all the fourth downs. There's obviously times when it's appropriate, and there's times when it's not. And the times when it's not, and he does it, I don't know why he does it. I'm not a psychiatrist, but it just, some of them just don't make sense. And to me, the highlight was the NFC Championship game. You know, yeah, those passes should have been caught, but they weren't. And a field goal attempt or pin the Niners deep, and it goes on and on. I mean, even in the last game against Chicago, he wants to run a pass play to Jared Goff. Now, the game didn't mean anything, but it's like, come on. And those are the things that, my opinion, is going to hold this team back. It's just,
so well, I don't like when people bring up the NFC Championship game, because, okay, so if it goes the other way, if they convert those plays, are you questioning those plays after the game if the Lions win?
Yes, I still would have.
All right, Mom.
I'm watching the game objectively, trying to watch it objectively. And I've been glad it worked out.
I kind of feel like this is one of those deals where if you're in a relationship and you agree to be in said relationship with your significant other, nobody's perfect, and you're kind of accepting whatever flaws they have, which, you know, you accept them. In your view, Kevin, his flaws are also something that's kind of part of his strength. Like, if we sat down and documented where his fourth down successes led directly to wins, I think you might be surprised at how that might tip the scales. The Lions do have a game management coach. Found a couple stories about it to confirm what I found on Google. It is Don Muehlbach. So he still does it. He's still with the organization, rather. Dan Campbell still with a game management coach. So it's not something he doesn't have. Makes the decisions to go for it when he goes for it. And do I think I thought he got too aggressive this year because I don't think the offense was as efficient. And it all starts with the offensive line. If they fix the offensive line in this offseason, I think his fourth down call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
His success rate will go up. But hey, man, look, it's what you get when you get Dan Campbell. You get the good and, in your view, the bad. These are risk reward calls. If they were easy calls, everybody would go for it on fourth down all the time. He's willing to take the chance. He trusts his offense, and I suppose he trusts his defense. This year, I thought he trusted his offense maybe a tad too much because the offense just wasn't as good. Like, it's a percentage play. When you have the offense with the offensive line they had last year, the percentage of getting 3 yards on fourth and three were better.
Yeah.
Or fourth and two, where run is really in play. I mean, what was it? What was the game where they went for it on fourth down? And I think it was the Minnesota game, right? They had a fourth and two, and he handed it off, and it was a two-yard loss. I'm pretty sure it was the Minnesota game, but, you know, that's a – and he later said, I wish I'd had a better play call there.
The first Minnesota game?
Yeah, the one in Detroit. You know, that's an example of – but anyway, they do have a game management coach. Long way of saying it, and it's Don Muehlbach. David in Clinton Township, you're next. Hi, David.
Hey, so Don Muehlbach, when he dies, they could shred his ashes at the 50. He's been here forever. Anyway, the game management coach should be Dan Campbell, and I'm a huge Dan Campbell fan, but how would the Lions' fortunes be different if 5 years ago they had hired Sean Payton instead? And what I want to hear Brad Holmes say is we're going to hire a high-profile defensive consultant to help with our highly in-team DC right now and see if we can make it and see if we can improve it that way.
You want him to bring in, you want him to bring in a high profile defensive assistant coach.
Not an assistant coach, a consultant. Like back when he first came on, he hired the guy that used to coach the Giants as a defensive consultant to help get things in place. I wanted them to do that again with a young head coach. The reason I don't want to get rid of the head coach is he's popular. If we could help him be a better coach, I think that would be the best of both worlds. Just bring in a consultant.
Okay. I'm kind of trying to go back and remember who it was.
And then after he left the Giants, he was like the first head coach of the Panthers. He was the first head coach of the Panthers.
I'm completely blanking.
I can't remember his name.
Was it Tom Coughlin? Not Tom.
Yes.
Was he here?
I thought he was for
yes,
the
They brought him
second.
In for as a consultant when they first came in. Because all the coaches were relatively new, so it was a good idea. I think you should do the same thing with a defensive consultant. If it were 10 years ago, I'd say bring in Brian Billick, but the guy's probably too flipping old right now.
It's an interesting thought. I mean, look, there's, you know, nobody's perfect. Everybody can use an extra set of knowledgeable eyeballs on a situation, so I'm not against that. 248-539-9797. Kurt, I'm a sell. You're next on 97.1. Hi, Kurt.
Hi. What I want Brad to say and what he's going to say, I think, are two completely different things. I think he's going to say how close we were to getting to the playoffs, that our record was only a half a game. Sure, the Packers beat us both games, but we were only like a half game.
All right, but what do you want him? What do you want him to say?
What I want him to say is he's going to do something. He's going to come and he sees the problems and he's going to do something. But I think he's going to say how close we were. We were almost there. And we were just, you know, injuries and this
right.
one move or this.
But when you
this,
say you want him to do something, gonna... when you say you want him to say he's going to do something,
want him to notice the problems and then say, we understand that there's these glaring issues.
Acknowledge what the issues are, or give his two cents on what the issues are and how he plans on addressing them.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything
and
wrong
I don't
with
think
that.
He's going to do any of that.
Well, whether he does, that's not really the topic. The topic is, what do you want him to say? And I think what you had to say about that is, I think that's a reasonable expectation.
Yeah, I think it is too. And I think that
I don't think he'll avoid that.
He might be surprised with what he has to say, because I think Dan Campbell's already, you know, these guys have a similar mind, right? When Dan Campbell speaks in front of the media and says things like, we're going to have some new faces. We're going to do a deeper dive and find what the root problems are and fix them. That doesn't sound like, oh yeah, we're just bringing everybody back and we're going to run it back next year. It sounds like he's got a plan that, we know we have to add some new faces to this team. Now, will Brad Holmes say that today? I think he might say something similar to that.
I think he might, yeah. I was John Fox was the defensive consultant.
Was that the guy?
Okay. Yeah, so there you go. More of your phone calls and feedback. Hey, look, Brad Holmes is going to speak today. What can he say that makes you say, that's what I'm talking about? There you go, Brad. 248-539-9797. We have another edition of Who's on Top coming up in the noon hour. And I'm going to show you the topic. What do you think of that topic for Who's on Top?
Broad. What's that? Very broad.
Yes. Well, it's all domestic. I will tell you that. Right. Yeah. But we'll get to that.
We have to have a definition.
Yes. We will get to that in the noon hour here on Carson Anderson on 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know Graybar for electrical parts. But there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.